my two seniors have seen a lot of success this year, even with the kind of wide variety of skill level in that room. I mean, Caden Duke was able to take first at the largest tournament in the state, Mountain City. It's up in Anchorage, and that's November. Angus Olson, my other senior, he was able to take fourth at that. You know, I have another senior, Marcus Anderson, who unfortunately can't wrestle because of a knee injury, but has been my assistant coach, basically. I mean, they've had a lot of success with just that room. And, you know, as a wrestling coach, I have to learn how to still develop these skills for these kids in and out of the room. And I think we're still, you know, we're doing a good job.
Have those seniors sort of served as mentors to the freshmen, to the younger kids?
They're learning how to, right?
What does that involve?
That involves, basically, I kind of put them in scenarios where they have to lead and not just yell at the kid, you know, the younger kids, right? Because it's easy because, for example, Angus has a younger brother in the program. It's very easy to yell at a younger brother, right? And they know how to get under each other's skin. But I put them in scenarios, be like, I need you to lead warm-ups. And so you lead warm-ups in such a way, hey, you know, this person over here is struggling with grades. Why don't you go just say something? Or, hey, go wrangle up the freshmen and come make sure they come watch all the matches. And, you know, things like this where it's starting to become, you know, over this whole season, we have been able to kind of put that whole thing together. And hopefully, especially in the next 2 years, which I won't have a lot of senior presence, that these kids are going to learn from that. And maybe one day they can emulate that.
So you just came back from regionals.
Came back from regionals.
Tell me about that. Who's going to state?
Who's going to state? My seniors, yay! My seniors that are going to state are Caden Duke at 171 and Angus Olson at heavyweight at 285. He's a light heavyweight, though. He's at 220 pounds usually, and the max is 285. So he's a pretty light heavyweight. And at regions, my seniors, Caden Duke at 71, took third. He came third behind the number one ranked returning state champion, Dalton Henry from Haynes, and a tough kid who I think placed third last year at state, Samson Smith from Mount Edgecombe. And all three of these guys, for the last 3 years, sophomore, junior, senior years, have been just going at it with each other. I just wish they all didn't grow the exact same, so they all could have had. So, you know, but anyways, he ended up taking third, but through the way everything works and the success that we've had, he's seated second at state.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So that's okay. Really good. And then Angus had a little bit of health issues. Like, you know, he had wisdom teeth taken out early, and so he hasn't had as many matches, but is able to, I mean, I would consider Angus probably one of the more dangerous kids on his feet when he goes to a takedown, at least for the first 2 minutes. And he's seated third at state. So okay. That's really, it's promising. We have things to look forward to. And then just with my young freshmen, what I've seen most out of them is not necessarily wrestling. They know how to wrestle. Of course, I could teach them wrestling, but they've had a lot of personal growth. Oh, hey, this isn't middle school anymore. I can't do the old middle school things. And personal growth in school, they are all in all doing really, really well. And I've seen so much personal growth in those kids. And then it translated this last weekend where every single one of those kids, they gave me more effort than I've seen before. And one notable one is Edgar Olson. He's at 171. He had two amazing wins, wasn't supposed to do this. And then he actually goes into third and fourth match against Caden. So he takes fourth behind Caden, the returning state champ, and the returning third placer. So he had an amazing turnout, never gave up. And that's, as a coach, that's what you really want to see.
I was going to ask you what you're most proud of, but I feel like maybe that's it.
Well, I'm just most proud of the personal growth that each of my kids have had. I mean, with my seniors as well, they've had to mentally hurdle the fact that our room is young. They're wrestling each other with a 50-pound difference, and they've had to work it out. Yeah. And they still have seen success through that.